Lecture topic, abstaining from addictions.
Addictions of various levels. Some person is sometimes addicted to something even more, somebody a little less. But it's obvious that an addiction is something to get out of one's life, because otherwise the addiction will consume the person. Addictions of all different aspects as well. So one very crucial principle about giving up an addiction is in anything that gives any reminder towards that must also be totally refrained from. A person must stay far away from it. If a person wants to give up the addiction of cigarettes, for example, then he mustn't even see matches for that matter, or a lighter. And he must not even maybe even hear the striking of a match. Now, that's a principle of addictions and getting rid of addictions. That if a person wants to stay away from something, he wants to get rid of it from his life, and he's going to be still dabbling in it in some level, and that's a dream that he will get past it. It's just a wish. It's not something that he's genuinely working towards. And without genuinely working to get rid of such things in someone's life, then it's just a self-deception that I'll get past it. But the effort that is required for it, if he's not prepared to do it, then it's just a wish, it's just a thought. There's no genuine resolve to get past it. So the genuine resolve will mean that all these things are refrained from. And things that lead to that problem, he's staying far away from it. If a person has an addiction of the phone, for example, he will not be able to get past it without getting rid of the phone. That's just a wish then, that a person now, I'll control it, I'll learn how to keep it within limits. That will only be something possible to work on when after the addiction has been broken. That addiction hasn't been broken, and he plans to now control it, it will control him. That is the thing that will happen. It's just a thought, it's just a wish that I will be able to be in control. But the reality will be the opposite. But this requires that himmat, that courage, to take the right step. Without that courage and without taking the right step, then the same cycle will carry on, and a person will be deceiving himself only. But then he'll come to his senses, Allah forbid, when the damage is too far. So now we need to think carefully what we need to get rid of from our life, if there's any such issue. Then depending on whatever it might be, accordingly the effort is required. And the effort is most effective when it is done in the supervision of someone. When it is under somebody's supervision, then it is very effective compared to trying on one's own. Shaitan and nafs very easily will beguile a person to think, well, okay, don't worry, things are working fine. Whereas the opposite might be happening. So this is the way that a person can get past these issues. Number one, he will have to take the right step. The right step would be to distance himself completely from that which is, let alone the actual issue, anything that leads to it, anything that reminds about it. And number two, to the extent that it will be done under somebody's supervision, then that is the way in which person will get past it. Otherwise, it just goes in that same cycle until Allah forbid the damage is too far. So these are things that are discussed from time to time as a reminder for ourselves, for everyone, for myself, that we cannot take chances in these things. These are things that we need to take the courage and do what is right. Allah Ta'ala give us the courage.